You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media for this Tuesday afternoon. It's the 19th day of February. To buy those tickets for the all-day ag outlook, it's 2 weeks away. That's right, just 2 weeks away now. Tickets are $30 online at willag.org or 800-898-1065. We're now joined by Don Day. He's a day weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. I won't ask you about the weather 2 weeks from now because sometimes we get a March blizzard and that does cause a problem. However, this weekend, it looks like the upper Midwest is going to have some serious hassles. What can you tell me?
Yeah, it's going to be a serious storm, especially for Nebraska, eastern side of South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Iowa. We're going to see a storm come out of the western high plains. This storm is going to have a lot of moisture with it and a lot of very cold Canadian air. So livestock interests in those states I just mentioned need to be prepared for several inches of snow. There's going to be some wind with it and some pretty cool temperatures. You know, here we are on the backside of February, still a very cold time of year, and there's still lots of serious cold coming out of Canada, and that's going to be a big part of the storm. That's a part of the country that's had to go through a lot here over the last few weeks. So it's going to be a storm system making the news.
How much in the way of snowfall do you think they'll get?
Well, I think there are some areas that are looking at 6 to 12 inches or possibly more. This will be especially true in Iowa and portions of Wisconsin and Minnesota, and then maybe southeastern areas of South Dakota. This system has got a lot going for it. It's the type of storm that we'll tend to see towards the tail end of winter. We're all the right ingredients, moisture from the south, cold from the north coming together over one spot.
Is it a Friday, Saturday, or a Saturday, Sunday storm?
It's going to be mostly a Saturday, Sunday storm system. It's going to start Friday night in the west, places like eastern Colorado, western areas of Kansas, and then it's going to quickly grow into central Nebraska Friday night, and by Saturday morning, it'll be really kicking into gear.
All right, and then turn your attention to South America, where crop is in the ground and growing mid-season, or harvest, depending on where you are, in Argentina and Brazil.
Well, Brazil has turned the corner here recently with more rain. They really needed some. I don't know if it's going to be enough to help out some of the areas that have been suffering dryness, but the pattern has gotten more favorable for Brazil to see some precipitation, and here in the next week, we'll get some more. Argentina drying out a little bit, but they have fared much better so far this growing season when it comes to rainfall.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Don Day is with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Joins us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. It's public radio for the farming world coming up on Tuesday, the 5th day of March. That's just 2 weeks away now. You can join us at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana for our 29th annual All-Day Ag Outlook. If you've not ever been to this event, it's a great one to learn about and to start with. The cost is just $30, and for that $30, you get fed twice, really, coffee and Beef House roll in the morning. We'll go through our morning event. We'll finish up fairly early in the afternoon. Just after lunch, we'll talk about the price of corn. Before lunch, the price of soybeans. And in between those two, a great Beef House lunch. It's all over at the Beef House in Covington, Indiana. And the tickets are just $30. But you have to buy one today at 800-898-1065 or online at Will Ag. Again, the cost cost is $30, and the phone number to call is 800-898-1065. We'll have a dozen analysts there, including Matt Bennett, Aaron Curtis, Brian Stark, Chuck Shelby, Murray Wise, Alan Dearden, Bill Gentry, Pete Manhart, Bill Mayer, and Jackie Vakes, along with Kurt Kimmel, Wayne Nelson, Mike Zuzulo, Todd Hubbs, and Eric Snodgrass. Join us at the Beef House if you can. willag.org to buy your tickets today.